This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and the US have decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Addressing the joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and the US will continue to advance India-US strategic partnership. The Prime Minister said America plays an important role in India's defense preparedness. Mr. Modi said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump said there is a special bond between U.S. and India, the world's oldest and largest democracies. He mentioned that India and the U.S. have reached an important agreement on energy that will ensure the U.S. to be the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conference, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia.
India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. This conference marks another successful chapter in our friendship. The theme of Samvad speaks of the Asian century.
The Prime Minister said this conference highlights that the Asian century is not just about economic value, but also about social values. Mr. Modi emphasized that the teachings of Bhagwan Buddha can guide the world in creating a peaceful and progressive era. He observed that conflicts today extend beyond people and nations, with humanity increasingly in conflict with nature. The Prime Minister remarked that this has led to an environmental crisis that threatens our planet. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has paid tributes to the soldiers who lost their lives in Pulwama attacks in 2019. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "The coming generations will never forget their sacrifice and their unwavering dedication to the nation." The day marks the sixth year of the horrific terror attacks in the Pulwama district of Jammu and Kashmir, where 40 CRPF personnel were martyred. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also paid tribute to the soldiers who were martyred in Pulwama attack. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, "Terrorism is the biggest enemy of the entire human race, and the whole world has united against it." Mr. Shah said, "The BJP-led NDA government has zero tolerance policy against terrorism." He added, "Narendra Modi government is determined to completely destroy the terrorists by running a campaign against them." U.S. President Donald Trump criticized BRICS, warning that the group would be dead if it launched a rival currency to the dollar. He threatened a 100% tariff on any BRICS country that moved forward with the plan. President Trump's comments came after he signed a memorandum on reciprocal tariffs, directing officials to propose tariffs matching those imposed on U.S. goods by other countries. Mr. Trump claimed that most member countries no longer wanted to discuss a common currency. India, a founding member of BRICS, has already rejected the idea of a shared currency. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will address the concluding ceremony of the 38th National Games in Haldwani, Uttarakhand today. Mr. Shah is expected to participate in the program this afternoon. All preparations have been completed to make the closing ceremony huge and grand to be held at the International Sports Complex in Haldwani. In badminton, Team India lost to Japan in the quarterfinals of the Asia Mixed Team Championships in China today. The Indian shuttlers were defeated in the first three matches, sealing Japan's victory with two games still remaining. In the first match, India's Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto were defeated by Hiroki Midorikawa and Natsu Saito in the mixed doubles event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.